want you to fucking take them off. Good morning, everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023, and this is episode 274 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look at our journey to live outside the systems of control. I don't know if the volume's working on this. Hey, Josh, if you're in the comments, would you just give me a drop in there? I'm not getting any volume back on my computer, so I just want to make sure volume levels are working and you can hear me, and then that's good. I'll just go and try to figure it out later. But yeah. Today is Wednesday, episode 274, and this is another Coffee with Brian. Just a random chat. What's going on? Oh, I'm sorry. Josh says I sound good. All right. I am a little flustered this morning. Yesterday, I took my laptop with me to laundromat, and I gotta take everything apart. So as I sit here right now, if I tell you what I got going on, I got a wireless mouse, I got a microphone, I got a camera, I got a USB light. They're all plugged into like one port and one expansion port. So to take my laptop anywhere, it's got to get all unhooked, all unplugged, because I don't carry my microphone with me, I don't carry my webcam with me, I don't carry my ring light with me. And so it's all got to be taken apart, and then yeah, I fucking forget to put it back together when I got to do my show. So awesome, running around this morning, crazy, and now I plug in, and because it had been unplugged, I load everything up, get everything set up to go, get ready to hit go, and realize, oh, it's got my laptop microphone using, even though the other's plugged in, the camera's the wrong camera. Yeah. So I was a little late this morning. So I was just a minute late. And as I'm getting wound up because things aren't going my way and my routine is off, the dogs get excited and start running around and squeaking on things. And it was just, you can imagine the chaos here about 5 minutes ago. Yeah, it was something. But anyway, I still got my notes. My computer didn't crash overnight. That's nice. I still have my notes from last night. And today we're talking laundry that I did yesterday. A little chilly this morning, which is like, man, weather in Texas is weird. It goes hot and then cold and then hot and then chilly and then not as hot. Beautiful couple days. And so, yeah, it's different, but I like it. We're also going to be talking about ChatGPT, little AI that I've been messing around with. It's kind of stuck in the corner of my head and always spinning around there, trying to entice me to go down rabbit holes that I don't have time or the energy to. But I carved out a little time while I was doing laundry, while I had to be doing something else, to mess around with it. And I'll tell you how I did. I'll tell you how productive I was. And I'll let you know. And update and preview for today. I got a bunch of stuff to run around and do, and ran out of water last night. So that was cool. So we, with the cold snap, when we had to shut down all the water in the camper, we filled up, we calculated out what we needed for conserving and being very, very, very conservative with the water usage. We had limited storage and we weren't going to have running water. So we really thought about it. We dug in, we figured it out. We were able to get by. We would have been able to get by even though I grabbed a couple extra jugs over at the butcher. I think we would have made it regardless until the water came back on. I think we were fine. We had enough water. So then when they turned the water back on here at the property, I went up and I filled the truck. I filled the camper. I filled the jugs. I filled everything up. We were so excited to be able to take showers. and this and that, and we really didn't conserve and we didn't pay attention because it was like, oh, the water's back on. Well, you know, it's been a few days here, there. We've been doing laundry. We've been washing dishes, getting caught up on all the things that, didn't do laundry here, taking showers, doing dishes and cleaning up and, you know, just having running water, the dog water. We're a little less conservative when we're not budgeting our water when it's right around the corner here. And last night I go to fill the Berkey and it's running along, and then that means the water's gone. So we have a pump that pumps out of a tank. So once the water gets below the outlet of the tank and the pump can't grab any water, it gets loud and, oh, damn, we're out of water. Well, it's like 9 something at night. I could have gone and got more if I really wanted to in the dark. I more than capable and willing and welcome to go up to the spout at 9 o'clock at night and fill the tank and all that. I just wasn't doing it. Well, I didn't think about the fact that I needed a little bit of running water to clean out my French press this morning, dump out the grounds and rinse it out from yesterday so I can make my cup. And but I was able to make it through. I was scared. I actually woke up and I was like, oh, no, I didn't think about it last night before I went to bed. But this morning when I woke up and I went to grab the French press, I'm like, oh, shit, we're out of water. There was enough water pressure to put a little bit in the bottom, enough to break up that pack of grounds. And then I had a little jug that I had left over from last night. So that was good. That was good. We got Brian's coffee in this morning. Otherwise, it would have been even more of a mess. And that might be why I'm a little off, is because the coffee was a little late getting to my lips this morning, because I was running around trying to plug cables back in and stuff to get the show going. But the beauty of live and the beauty of doing it immediately when you wake up in the morning. Josh got a couple of comments here. He says, if you don't like the weather in Texas this time of year, just wait a few hours. Yeah, it seemed like that, man. Like the wind will come in. It'll go from uncomfortably pushing 80 and super humid to like 65 and not humid. And the sun's behind a cloud. And you're like, man, do I got to go put a sweatshirt on, get a winter hat? It changes significantly. The rainstorms that move in and roll through are just, wow. Wow. Holy crap. And then he also said, just rebrew yesterday's grounds like a man. Oh, I think you might have just caused Scrambling to have a heart attack on like listening to my show by saying that. Actually, he'll probably be like, there's some crazy double brew method that the ancient somebody used, and it makes an interesting cup when mixed half and half with a fresh brew or something. There's going to be some correlation there, and he's going to come up with something. But anyway, I ran out of water last night, but I got the coffee brewed this morning. I'm drinking a little Solstice blend from Food Forest Farms this morning. It was a bag that he blended up there for everyone in the C4 Club for the solstice here last week, the winter solstice. It's not bad. He said it was like some 7-bean blend that he couldn't ever come up with again, which I don't know. It's not bad. Oh, all right. Josh says, fermented pre-brewed grounds, some new trendy thing like cheese. Is cheese trendy? What? Corey says it was in the 50s. some fancy cat poop beans or something. Josh says the solstice is good. You've been drinking it with a light Colombian. You doing half and half there, Josh, on the light Colombian? Because I have some light roast, some get shit done blend. I have some of that here that is definitely light, and I was curious if it was going to mix well and blend that in to lighten it up a bit. But I don't find it overpoweringly dark that I get out of like a darker roast that turn me off, really. I'm a light roast guy, but this dark, I think it's the blend really smooths everything out. I don't know. It's good, guys. It's good. You should try it out. You should try out the Lots Project. Get Shit Done blend. You can pick that up at the website, thelotsproject.com. And we also have three different, one light, one medium, one dark roast for the dogs, the St. Bernards, over at babywalterandcompany.com. Walter's saying, yeah, head on over there. Grab some coffee. So anyway, let's move on. Laundry. Yesterday, I've had to resign to go into the laundromat a couple times down here. It's so humid down here. Hang drying clothes is it's rough, especially with the short daylight hours. It's been cloudy on the days we've had available to do laundry. Hand doing laundry, it's not like you just throw it in the washing machine, walk away, come back in 45 minutes and throw it in the dryer. You actually have to be present for the whole process until it gets on the clothesline, up until it gets onto the clothesline. So washing and wringing and hanging up. And then it's just, we haven't had the daylight, haven't had the arid dry air to help. The wind, usually when it's sunny, the wind isn't blowing here. So it's been tough. And we've had rainy days on our off days. And it's so, we've resigned to having to use the laundromat here and there. We knew we would have to on the road. We'd hoped it wasn't going to be as much. Out there. I knew we were gonna have to use it. We're using the laundromat more than we thought we were gonna have to. But this one is nice. I found one real close. It was by accident, actually. You can go back and listen to that around Thanksgiving time. Right after I was sick. I was actually still sick when I went. And I pulled into the gas station, new truck stop. Looks like it's pretty new, on the corner, to get something to drink and to get change for quarters. And I walked in and there was a whole laundromat in there and it was brand new. And I was like, holy shit, I don't even have to go anywhere else. Cause the place I was planning on going from the Google Maps was not brand new, was not big, was not nice. And I was like, oh fuck, I'm going to have to sit here and with my back in the corner and watch all my dryers and hopefully they all work. Like, you've all been to like rundown laundromats. And I shouldn't say that that is that way. I never actually went into it, but just from the reviews, from the pictures and everything, I was like not excited to go to this place. The one I ended up finding by accident is it's beautiful. They have employees that are cleaning constantly, that are checking the maintenance on the machines, checking to make sure they work, checking to make sure everybody's good, sweeping, cleaning, lint traps, everything, all the time. It's really nice and it's clean. The customers are, I don't know. They've all been fine with me. I was telling Corey yesterday, I'm probably sure they look at me, think I'm like some homeless guy that lives, doesn't have a house and no job or anything. And I guess they're right. I'm just hanging out. I don't try to judge people. I try to be nice to them and interact with them. And a lot of them do. A lot of them look at you like you're fucking nuts when you say hi. So I don't continue to talk to those people. But anyway, lots of truck drivers. It's at a truck stop. Lots of truck drivers just doing a load of laundry in and out to their trucks. A lot of locals, it appears, hanging out and just doing up their laundry. And I mind my own business. And if somebody's close or somebody's doing the dryer or the washer next to me, I just have a little conversation with them. So yesterday I went and did some laundry. And a little story, I was expecting, like I told Corey, yeah, I'll go do laundry on Tuesday morning. I'll go do laundry. Josh says, for the first time in your life, you are that hobo with the laundromat. Yeah, that's me. That's me, the homeless guy in the laundromat. Oh man. So I told Corey, I was like, yeah, I'll go do laundry. Cause you know, when we moved into the camper, we really pared down our clothes. So it's not like we can go weeks on end without doing laundry. We have to have a certain amount of underwear, have a certain amount of t-shirts, and, you know, just got to go get it done. So I have a laundry bag that fits all my laundry. It's actually an old sleeping bag, like the nylon bag that you'd roll your sleeping bag up and store it in. Yeah, that's what I use for laundry bag. It fits all my clothes, all my t-shirts, all my underwear, all very limited socks I wear now that I put boots on to go over to help Josh. Don't really want to be barefoot in a butcher shop. I'll drop a knife through the top of my foot or something stupid like that. So I had all my clothes. I had them all in my bag. And I was like, all right, go grab your laundry bag, which she also has a bag that fits all her laundry, all her clothes she wears. She's like, all right, I got it all together. I was like, oh, shit. I wanted to wash my sheets this time and my pillow cover, not my pillowcase. I know what it's called. I actually have a pillow cover too over my pillow. And then there's a case that goes over that. But yeah, that's another story. But anyway, I was like, oh, I'm going to grab my sheet. My sheet was going to fit in my laundry bag too. My pillow cover was going to fit in my laundry bag too. I was not worried about it. All of a sudden, I hear getting like baskets and totes and all sorts of shit and bags. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, oh, you're going to go do laundry, right? I said, yeah. She's like, well, aren't you going to do all my blankets and all everything? Four enormous loads of laundry. Four. I thought I was going to do two. And I got to go back today. Because one of her sheets, because all the baskets were overflowing, like literally overflowing out of the baskets, one of the sheets fell out in the truck. So I got home last night, she was putting all her laundry away, and she went to put her sheet on her bed. She's like, where's my sheet? It's gone. I was like, I didn't lose a fucking sheet. I might have lost a sock at the laundry mat. I didn't lose a fucking queen size sheet. Like, where the fuck did it go? Like, we look through everything. I go out to the truck and it's laying in the back seat. I bring it in. I'm like, oh, it must have fallen out after I dried it. I'm like, yeah, bullshit. Cause like, I would have like not put it on the top. Everything was like, when I folded everything and put it back in the baskets, like I should, it all fit. I knew it didn't fall out after I washed it. I bring it in. She's like, do you think this fell out before? I'm like, yeah, fucking probably it did. It probably did. She got all pissy. I mean, like, you'd think I did four loads of laundry minus one queen sheet and she'd be happy. No, I have to do the whole fucking thing. So guess who's going back to the laundromat today? I am. And guess who says, oh, I got more blankets for you to wash. And I'm like, how the fuck can you have more blankets? I just did four loads of laundry for you today. Love her to death. Oh, she says she's not going to send me for one sheet, but she sure as damn well needs that sheet clean. Oh, man. Josh says airing my dirty laundry. Yeah. But anyway, that was my laundry day. Got home. I got to go back today. So what was I doing while I was doing laundry? And what will I be doing while I'm doing laundry today? Corey's going to be over there smiling. She'll be like, you don't even care that you have to go do it because you got this little project you're going to do while you're going to be doing your laundry. And she doesn't really talk like that. She doesn't get snotty or anything like that. But I have to have a different voice for her. And I don't have the smooth, sexy, feminine voice that she has. I can't pull it off. So that's Corey's new voice. Is Oh, anyway. Yeah, I've started messing around with ChatGPT, the AI over there, all the other AI bots, man, I don't know what to say. It is one part absolutely fucking terrifying to me. It is one part unbelievably exciting for me, and it's one part driving me absolutely insane trying to wrap my head around how to use it to my advantage. That's what this is doing to me. And then I want to say I want to ignore it, which is a perfectly good option, but I feel that's akin to ignoring Bitcoin in 2010. I really, really do. This isn't this isn't the end. This isn't like something came out. ChatGPT didn't come out, and that's like the be all and end all of AI. It's literally like a release of quote unquote beta program. I mean, in the near future, there's going to be a fourth bot coming about that the database that it's going to be pulling from is enormous compared to what the enormous one that this current model is using. It's just going to be, and then it's going to be pulling real time from the internet. Let's just say for you that don't know what ChatGPT is, it's a chat bot or a chat. Like if you went to Telegram or AOL Instant Messenger or what are the other ones, ICQ, like way back, I don't even remember what the fucking thing was called. But anyway, any chat text message. Hey, everybody knows what a text message is. If you pick up a text message, text your wife, but your wife was a computer and your wife was able to read everything on the internet up until 2021. And that's in her brain. I mean, my wife is close, so I have practice using this service because she's really close to that. She claims that she knows pretty much everything, but I think there's a few things that she missed. Not much. But I have practice using this. Anyway, if you opened up a text message with your wife and or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. And they had read the internet and remembered everything on the internet. Now you got to wrap your brain around how big the fucking internet is. And they had that and was able to analyze it, understand it, comprehend it, every language, every physics problem, every English novel, every mathematical equation, everything is in the memory bank. You could then text it any question and it will give you an answer. Write me a recipe for dinner tonight using these ingredients that I have in the refrigerator. Chicken, onions, tomatoes, and whatever other ingredients that you think would taste good. And you hit enter. And sure as shit, it starts spitting you out a recipe, including the ingredients you wanted, including other ingredients, including instructions, including amounts, weights. And then the nice part is if you don't like metric measurements, it put it all out in grams. You can say, I would rather have the measurements in empirical form. And it will rewrite the whole thing and put it in the measurements you want. Or if it uses chicken, tomatoes, and rice and cheese, but you're lactose intolerant, you can say, I'm sorry, I'm lactose intolerant. I actually don't have to apologize because it doesn't fucking care how you interact with it. It's a computer. You can say, I'm lactose intolerant. Please take the cheese out. Or even just, please take the cheese out of the recipe and adjust for flavor. It will then rewrite the recipe, taking the cheese out. Now, this is just an example. This is just an example I came up with off the top of my head. Now, start thinking what the possibilities are of this. It takes a little bit to start going, okay, well, if I have something that knows this much information and I can ask it a question and then I can have it make corrections, I can have it make adjustments, I can ask it anything, really. And this is a chat function. There are other bots. There's programming bots. They're working on a text-to-voice bot called Whisper. that'll probably revolutionize voice mailing systems and things like that. Probably really dig into the whole voiceover world, depending on how they can tune it in to adjust voice tone and accent and all that. Once they can get that, whew, game over. Good morning, K-Bok. Good morning, Pimpers. You have no clue what ChatGPT is. Josh kind of nailed it here. Let me read Josh's answer. I'm going to throw it up on the screen. Let's see. It's an artificial intelligence bot designed for conversation. It can write better than the average doctoral student, and it's smarter than we are. It's like an encyclopedia that can chat with you. Yes. Josh said he had it write an article on building a WordPress site in Middle High German, and it was actually perfect. It wrote a technical article on a modern thing in a dead language. And then I believe Josh said he downloaded the High German text, closed the chat, refreshed the chat so it had no memory. That's another point I want to bring up. It had no memory of the chat. And pasted it in and asked him to translate it, asked it to translate it into English, and it did a perfect translation. So, yeah, it can also do that. The one thing that I just mentioned there that I wanted to hit on is, so if you go on, there's lots of apps, I guess, coming out to interact with it on mobile. If you go on desktop and you go to openai.com and click on ChatGPT, it'll open. You have to sign up. You got to do an account, things like that. And so you open a new chat, and you can open multiple chats, and they hold them in the side. But each chat's individual. As you're having that chat, it will it remembers what you say. So, hey, write me 10 steps to doing this. Blah blah blah. It'll print it out, it'll spit it out, it'll say step one, blah, 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 blah. If you say, well, I don't like step 7, can you please replace it? It will reference back the conversation and do what you want. It will continue to learn in that conversation. You want to switch subjects? You want to do another project? You can open a new chat. So Josh and I have been talking about this. It's been around. It's been released for, I think, pushing a month now, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Josh says, yeah, when he translated it to English, it was like it was written in English the first time. And that's coming from a dead High German dead language. So I think it knows its shit. Josh and I have been messing around with this, being over at the butcher shop. We've been brainstorming. Does it really matter which English, K-Bonk? It translated it perfectly from High German. Anyway, I've been out over with Josh, and we've been chatting a lot about this. We really bounce things off each other all day. It's like a big brainstorming session the whole time I'm there. But we've been talking about this and the possibilities of it. And there's some stuff I'm not going to share that I want to mess around with. But I did an experiment yesterday. So everybody said how fast this was, blah, blah, blah. I downloaded one of the apps on my phone. I've been messing around with it, trying to figure out how to use it. There is a learning curve. It's not hard to learn. It's just finicky. Like, you have to learn how it wants to interact with you, what information it needs, what's important. Like I said, you don't need to be polite to it, so you have to just adjust how you have to talk to it and what you need to ask it to get what you want. It's basically learning how to talk in its language to get the most out of it. Not saying you couldn't go there and be going right away and just say, hey, write me an English paper, blah, whatever. Anyway, so we've been kicking around ideas. Josh says you can have it mimic writing styles, languages, all. Yeah. I bet a Toon speak is just fine. And Pip and I said, be sure to talk nicely to Skynet. Yeah. Anyway, Josh and I have been talking about ideas, and we've been talking about ebooks because I wrote my crypto ebook. I released that a while back. It was a lot of work. It was a ton of work. I was like, well, fuck, this thing writes better than I do. It knows more than I do. And actually, the sad part is it's probably more creative than I am, because we have messed around with having it write some fiction, and it's pretty fucking good at it too, as long as you give it a topic, parameters, and a basic storyline. It just rolls, man. It's insane. But if I'm gonna put out a creative piece of writing or something like that, more than likely I'm gonna want to write it myself. But as far as technical skills, how to's, things like that, what difference does it make? The information is fucking information. So I said, let me try this. I went through the process of doing the crypto ebook, and I realized how easy it was with Kindle, how easy they make it to do it on their platform. Sorry. And so their platform is very easy. Basically, they have an app that you, or a desktop application that you download, and you do your ebook in a Word document. You dump it in there, and it's a step-by-step template to then upload it to Amazon, put it on Kindle. So you can add it in the title as a co-author. Why not? But you actually wrote it. You prompted the computer to give you text. Doesn't matter how it spit it out. Like, literally, you're doing the same thing as if you're in a word processing program and you're typing the letter P. All the computer did was translate that onto the paper. What the AI did for you when you put in a question is just translate the answer onto paper, in my opinion. But anyway, yeah, you could always credit it if you wanted. It's original text. There's no plagiarism. There's nothing out there. So it's a gray area for sure, K-Bonk, and it's a very interesting philosophical question and moral question. But I'm thinking, if I can ask it questions, if I can have a topic for another ebook, and if I just wanted to see how long it would take me to get something up on Amazon for an ebook. And something that I have ownership, K-Bonk, and I don't believe in IP anyway, so who fucking cares who owns it? Who owns what? Who owns the water, man? Nobody owns the water. Anyway. So I came up with an idea. I'm like, okay, what's something that is not... something where I'm like, okay, it's not creative, whatever. It's just stock. It's stock information. So I asked it to write me a keto meal plan for 7 days. I would spit it. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, meals for each, recipes for each. Basic. I said, all right, I need it with more detailed instructions on the recipes, and I need weights and measurements in the recipes. It redid the whole thing 7 days, laid out day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, different meals, recipes, amounts. I said, compilate me a shopping list for the whole week, broken down with weights, measurements, and by type of food, and spit out the list. Grocery shopping list for the week. Produce, protein, condiments. Down the list. Please write me an introduction for an ebook, for a book promoting or containing the following meal plan, recipes, and shopping list. Boom, spits it out. Write me a conclusion for a book containing this shopping list, recipes, and instructions, meal plan. Boom. Spit it out. Brian then control C, control V that into a Word document, proofread it, uploaded it into the Amazon app. sent it to Amazon Kindle, put in the parameters on the website, and hit go. Well, Amazon reviews it. Then it takes a little bit for it to get up and listing. The time breakdown on all of this? Now, I had some shit in between. I had to take a phone call. I had to drive to the laundromat. I had to start my laundry. I had to switch my laundry. I really didn't put a hard timer on it because this was just an experiment, and this is just experiment one out of the whole thing. This literally, I would say I had an hour into the whole project. It's on Amazon. It took longer for Amazon to review it and get it published after I submitted everything to their website than it did for me to produce it. This is just an example. Like, I am not sitting here going, I'm going to make $1 million off my keto meal plan ebook. Man, if it fucking happens, awesome. I plan on doing at Laundry Today. I plan on doing some more ebooks. I might do week 2, 3, and 4 and then sell them as a package for a 28-day starter kit. I don't know. The information's valid. It's a service that somebody doesn't have to do. They don't have to do it themselves. Do I feel bad about using that to try to make a book? I'm conflicted at the moment. Why the fuck not use it? If I don't, who is? I don't know. Ebooks aren't the only thing it can be used for. The list of opportunities to use this technology are growing by the second. And the scary part is, you know how I said at the beginning when I was talking about your wife having the internet knowledge up until 2001? The next version coming out will be interactive to present day with that knowledge. Next version, or the version after. The next version is expanding immensely in size, and I can't remember if they were able to integrate it into current internet status or not, or that might be in development. So it's not long, guys. It's not long. So, man, put your thinking cap on. Think outside the box. Think how you could use this. Use it. Fucking use it. This is how people are going to be making money. This is going to replace so many jobs. How is a professor ever going to know if a student wrote his paper or had the AI write it? Universities are going to go broke on all the woke. AI isn't going to be doing surgery soon. I shouldn't say that. Probably will be. The adaptations of this are just fucking mind-boggling to me. But we're going to still have have educated people. But the majority of people aren't going to have to be educated. At all. Oh, man. It literally makes my brain kind of hurt. It's on hyperdrive so much. But it's okay. And Josh nails it right there. You need to use it or it will use you. And no shit, it will. No shit. It's going to be self-learning. It's going to be able to, as you, it already does. When it, you communicate with it, it is compiling information about you and what you want in that direct interaction with it. It is learning what you need. So, what can it do for you? What can it do for you? How can you benefit from this at the beginning? At the beginning, because this is the beginning of this. This is not like, oh, they rolled it out and it's going to be popular and it's going to go away. It's only going to keep evolving, and it's going to keep evolving faster than anything that we can compare it to, I have a feeling. It's just that powerful. So look at it, start learning about it, think about it, find some podcasts about it, find some videos about it. Maybe you can figure out how to use it. Maybe you can figure out how to use it, just how to make your own day better, make your own workflow better, make your own whatever better. Like I said, you can go there and make your meal plan for the week and have it spit out a fucking shopping list for you. Does that make your life easier? Do you need to make money off it to benefit from it? Not at all. Not at all. Josh says you can't put it back in the box. Tiger's out of the cage, man. Sorry, Tiger got out of the cage. Can't put it back in now. Can't put it back in. Well, that's that. Now we're at 40 minutes, so I should probably start wrapping up because Corey hasn't gotten her computer out here and reminded me that it's almost time to go. K-Bonk. Technology has been, government has had it under its thumb the best. Good point about Pandora's box. Yeah. We'll see. See what happens. I'm sure that there's advanced beyond anything the public has seen. Obviously, that's how the shit works. But, man, technology is a race. And I think it's Jack Spirko that always mentions that two guys sitting in their garage can outprogram half the people in the government anyway, or can develop it faster, can innovate faster, can come up with ideas. Technology is great. Better than bombs. But anyway, we're going to do the question of the day. Question of the day over at the Telegram chat, t.me/lotschat, t.me/lotschat. I also have taken a cue from my friend Josh the Renegade Butcher and started to put audio versions or video versions with audio up over on TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, I don't know, Twitter. Trying to drive traffic. Yesterday's was about goals. It was kind of popular. Yeah, I thought it'd be more popular, but I did get a pretty decent response and quite a few answers. Today I'm going to go another one. And I went AI since that's what I talked about a little bit. Question of the day for the Telegram chat is, if AI could choose a career for itself, what do you think it would choose and why? So if an AI, if you asked it, you need to choose a career for yourself. And maybe you can just go do this and let me know what your answer is. But ponder it. What do you think? What do you think an artificial intelligence, what do you think a bot, if you told it that it needed to pick a career for itself, what would it do and why? Yeah. Head on over t.me/lotschat, or check me out on TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all the places. I don't think I got it on Facebook yesterday, but anyway, check me out across the internet. You should see that question. Feel free to do a video reply in the comments, hit the Telegram chat, and join the conversation there. t.me/lotschat is where you find that, or all my socials you can find at thelotsproject.com under Get Social. Yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up for today. I think Josh and I are going to pound out a Lightning for Liberty today. I think that's what we landed on, and make some announcements and figure that all out. Other than that, I am kind of scaled back on other shows. Right now, I had DC Ellis on Monday night. I got Miles Wakeham coming up Thursday night, tomorrow night. That'll be a premiere. That's a pre-recorded, but back to live again the following Monday. Check out the YouTube channel and subscribe to make sure you set reminders for all those shows as I'm posting them and as they're being released. They are going to be some good ones. I booked three more interviews yesterday into today. They'll all be coming up. I'm booked through February, guys. It is fantastic. Excited. Booked for pre-records all the way through February, and just a few open spots for live. So Going to be fun. Lots of interviews going on, and I am soon to be heading out to talk on other people's shows. So that is also exciting. So yeah, 1,000 subscribers. We took a little dip back yesterday. I think yesterday morning we were at, 974-ish. We journeyed all the way up to 977, 978 at some point yesterday, and refreshed this morning, and we are back down to 973. Wah, wah, wah. 27 more till we hit 1,000 subscribers and we get to have a big old giveaway. That's good. It's kind of peaking a little bit. I did not get a chance to work on the website and the contest giveaway yesterday, so that's got to be done before we do it. That's got to be done. So got to get that done. Plan on working on it today. And a lot of other things along with more laundry because I forgot to wash the sheet. I guess I didn't forget. I just missed it. Oh, all right, guys. You all have a wonderful day. We will be talking again tomorrow. Hey, it's hump day, guys. As always, you can find me at thelotsproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. Enjoy your hump day, guys, and we'll see you on the other side. Catch you tomorrow. I can feel the sun shining in with the moon. Every night is longest night.